Annie, are you there?
I am here.
Aha! That's a wonderful thing. Gremlins. We had gremlins. We were trying to we're going to be talking about how infrastructure, internet access, cell phone access, that kind of thing can be kind of sketchy on the reservation. And I guess we proved the point, but we needed a little more information, I guess.
Yes. Yeah. Rural communities have a different level of infrastructure that present challenges during this time. It presents wonderful opportunities for getting outside and other challenges.
But exactly. And this conversation about rural internet access has been one that has been ongoing for quite a while. And let's hope that this may be the impetus that's needed to get some of those issues addressed finally. I think that would be a marvelous thing because people have to go online to enjoy art, unless, of course, they're creating it themselves, which is kind of magical.
Hopefully they are doing both. Because I think the two inform each other. I think the more that it's like this huge rise in sourdough baking, right? That everyone's experiencing right now. That you know, like as you realize, I think that the culinary arts are no different from the visual arts. You can be a practicing artist at a lot of different levels. I mean, I think it's a great example for talking about like, you know, where people sort of separate, you know, professional artists and amateur artists, which is fine. But the creative process, like, there's just something beautiful. And you're making, most people now are making three meals a day and realizing that, you know, this is, when they taste something that a highly trained chef has made, it is otherworldly. It's wonderful. But they can appreciate it even more because they have been creating themselves as well.
They understand what's involved in the process, and they understand that it isn't just every single time I do this, it comes out exactly perfect.
Right. There is wild yeast in the air and temperatures and humidity
I got to tell you though, there is one advantage to being a culinary artist as opposed to a fine artist, in the sense that you never, almost never, run out of places to put fresh bread.
Well, that is true. There is it's a wonderful outlet. And you know, I have been loving sort of the visual arts part of things. I've been loving to see people's crusts. You know, they've been practicing the cutting technique. Starfire Scott Lunt, who's a great quilter and artist and musician in town, has been perfecting sourdough, and I just saw this wonderful floral pattern on the top of his crust that I was like, wow.
Okay, so
it's a masterpiece.
My deal back in the day was pie crust. Nobody's moved on to artisanal pie crust yet necessarily.
I haven't seen anything run across my Instagram, but I have looked. I agree with you. Pie crust can be gorgeous, and there can be just all these wonderful different ways. The weavings, the one I made for Ellis for his birthday this year, I used a Play-Doh squisher so I could get some special shapes.
Nice. Well, exactly. And yeah. I use my cookie cutters.
Oh, perfect.
And,
yeah.
You know, Bear Grease pies have, like, howling dogs and pine trees on them and, you know, that kind of thing. And Thanksgiving pies have pumpkins and leaves and, oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh, you're making me hungry. I'm going to have second breakfast now, Lisa.
I think so.
Yeah. Well, internet is relative to what we were talking about. Like you said, you know, both viewing art and making art is these days especially really reliant on computers and internet access and Wi-Fi. And I wanted to talk about last week Google has released the fact that every day they're doing a new animated Google Doodle, you know, those special Google days. And last week they had one dedicated to Oscar Fischinger, who was just an incredible animator in the 20s, 30s, 40s, who was looking at the way music and he was doing computer animation before computers were invented, basically. The activity is you create this sound piece that then is animated, And it reminded, it was prescient, because it's a really fun Google Doodle. So I sent Lisa the link, and everyone can go and create their sound piece and their sound animation piece. And he was really looking at the fact that music and the visual arts, I mean, we talked about culinary arts being this crossover arts practice, but music and visual arts have been intrinsically linked for forever. And, you know, the way that, you know, you think about people who have synesthesia, who hear colors or see sounds, and the integration, I think, is a really wonderful thing. And so it was really wonderful that they highlighted Oscar Fischinger last week, because it was also the debut of the homegrown music video, so instead of having folks at Zinema seeing them, they released them online, and everyone should go and look at what people created for the music video festival slice portion of Homegrown, where people take local bands and then figure out how to visualize those. I'm a child of MTV music videos, and I think it's just a perfect way of telling a story. You know, a lot of times songs are a way of telling a story or setting a mood. And then when you mix those with the visuals, it really can be a terrifically powerful thing. So certainly go and check out the Homegrown music videos. I want to talk about Emma Pardini. Emma Pardini is a educator at the Great Lakes Aquarium. And the Great Lakes Aquarium is really trying to figure out how to keep their animals fed during this time of closure. And art is playing a really important role in how they are doing that. So they are engaging a lot of their animals in making art. They are using safe inks and safe paints for animals to play with and create some wonderful art pieces. They have this, I'm not sure, it's some sort of reptilian creature that they have on their website that is making these art prints. It's really beautiful. And then Emma Pardini is doing an animal a day. So she is animating or creating a digital piece of an animal a day. So I think yesterday was a fabulous otter. The day before, my favorite of hers has been this terrific jellyfish.
It's an alligator.
Oh, an alligator. Thank you. I knew it was some sort of reptile. Isn't it adorable?
Oh, he's adorable. He's a little...
he's working hard. Everyone should go and see him making art. Art is both the finished product and also the process. And this alligator, crocodile, what did you
say? No, he would be an alligator, because alligators are native to this country. Crocodiles are not. Okay. And then there's about their noses, and there's some other stuff, too.
Okay.
But so I was actually looking at his funny little feet and thinking, I would love a print of his funny little feet. He's got little, like, starfish-shaped front feet as he's standing there on the table. But, yes, an alligator, crawls on his belly like a reptile, because that's where it came from. And he makes beautiful prints. What a guy. Oh, that's so precious.
He really does.
You know who would be a great... Oh, go ahead, please. I'm sorry.
No. You can finish.
I would imagine that if you could communicate the concept to them, and that would be it would take a little time.
A challenge.
But if you could communicate the concept to otters... Can you think of anybody in the animal kingdom who would have more fun painting than otters? Because otters look at everything with, how can I make this fun? How can I make this fun? I have to go swim after a fish. How can I make this fun? I have to walk. How can I make this fun? Otters
float on my back.
Exactly.
And
how can I make this fun? Otters would rock at this.
They would. Otters are pure joy wrapped in fur.
They absolutely are. Yep.
They're a delight. So Emma, I love that Emma Pardini, who's the education director there, is sort of working in partnership with her animal creators, and then she is creating animal art as well. And And it's just, it's a delight just to scroll through her social media page. So if nothing else, people should all just go friend Emma Pardini, because I think it's important that we balance out our social media intake and make sure that it is at least 50%, if not more so, arts related, because you will have a much happier disposition if you are looking at art rather than the other noise. So Emma Pardini is a suggestion. And then the other way to balance out your social media is making sure that you are looking at our area colleges and making sure that you are looking at their visual arts departments, because at this time, typically, most UMD, UWS, St. Scholastica would have public openings of their graduating seniors celebrating the achievements that they've had over the past 4 years studying the visual arts, and so they'd have exhibition openings. Well, that certainly isn't happening, and so these are moving online. So UWS did a online publication, so a both an actual printed piece that you can buy, but you can also browse through the publication. St. Scholastica has, and UMD have Instagram accounts that you can go through and look at the artwork through Instagram. So again, balance out that social media, making sure that you're looking at these wonderful seniors and their work. And actually, I loved this idea. So UWS has their catalog up on their Facebook page, and a graduate, an alumni, I saw emailed another alumni and said, "Hey, let's do a virtual walkthrough together." So they called each other on the phone and then just flipped through while they were talking about. They're chatting about the art over the phone while they were clicking through the work. So I think, you know, as you're looking through it, maybe do it with a friend. There's no reason that you can't virtually walk through the gallery with another human being, telephone connected through the airwaves. So,
well, if folks are watching movies that way and having virtual happy hours, absolutely. Pick somebody that you like. Here's an idea, too. I just had this idea. Mm-hmm. When I travel, and I try to travel in little trips when I can. I don't have a ton of money, so I have to go someplace where I have somebody I can mooch off of. But when I travel, one of the things that I absolutely need to go to is the zoo, so I can take pictures. But also I try to go to museums because I love museums. Well, I've got these travel buddies now. We could find a museum and we could all tour it together.
They're calling it museum surfing. So
I love it.
So surf these seniors' work, because they have worked so hard and they really deserve some wonderful eyes on their work. So
fantastic. Annie, yeah. what a great a bunch of ideas as usual. And oh, he's just so precious, that little alligator in his paintings. Yeah. So we'll have those links and some photographs up, of course, on our website as soon as we can. Annie, thanks a million for joining us as usual. And let's do it again next week.
All right. Thanks, Lisa.
Annie Dugan this morning, our host for Where's Art, a regular feature of Mondays here on KUMD.